The Red Bull Music Academy is a two-week-long festival of new music that happens every fall. Red Bull, yes, the beverage company, sponsors this event as a way of, in their words, fostering creative exchange amongst those who have made and continue to make a difference in the world of sound. It's held in a different city every year. 60 people are chosen from around the world to participate in concerts, lectures, workshops, and collaborations. The scope of this festival shows Red Bull's commitment to the project. All of the chosen participants are completely funded. They are given free use of recording studios and performing spaces and attend lectures by the most forward-thinking musicians of our time. Recent lecturers include mega producer Brian Eno, The Roots frontman Questlove, and pioneering hip-hop DJ Madlib. There have also been appearances by classical innovator Steve Reich, jazz composer Claire Fisher, and South African musician Hugh Masekela. Next year's Academy will be in Tokyo, and performances will take place in downtown clubs. But concerts are only one aspect of how the Music Academy helps musicians interface with the world. The organization's website has become a nexus for musical thought. There are archived lectures and concerts and an active streaming radio station. There's also a print magazine and even a documentary film, What Difference Does It Make? Yes, all of this is quite audacious. After all, Red Bull is the same company that brings you the crazy human flight contest known as Flugtag. But maybe all arts patronage should be audacious. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.